Hello and welcome to Property News Radio. This week we'll be covering hung parliaments, Brexit, expensive rents, the Northern Powerhouse, and how Prince Harry can save the property market. Hello everyone, Robbie here, and I'm going to take you through this week's news. So first up, biggest story of the week is that the hung parliament is bad news for the property market. I don't know how much news this is, because any uncertainty is bad for any financial market, really. And remember, you can find all show notes on the RMP website where the podcast is hosted. And this article appears in The Independent, where it talks about UK consumer confidence has collapsed after the general election, and it's also slowing down the property market. Now, the property market was slowing down already before the hung parliament, because we had the election, the uncertainty there, and also the uncertainty of Brexit we've talked about. And in particular, it's been London that's been slowing down. There are other regions that are doing quite well. But as an average, as a whole, the UK property market is definitely slowing down. And consumers, that's the general confidence of the, you and I, are also less confident. And that's measured by the index figures that have been released. Now, the article also goes on to say, although the data is not recorded here, that when the business confidence data is released, that's also to be expected to drop as well. Now, what does all this mean? Well, as I've said already, this is to be expected. Confidence is down and markets react to confidence. It's amazing how much markets are actually moved by the confidence of the people, either being very confident or lacking confidence. And we're clearly lacking confidence here. And this could be a short-term trend, or it could last for a few months, but it won't be a long-term trend, because once we get some stability, once the government shows that it can operate in an effective way, and Brexit negotiations start to move forward, then confidence will start to rise again. It has been doing pretty well up until recently, and this is now going against the trend. The article does, though, highlight and end with some good news, which I do like, is that data is showing, though, job security and business activity, which is really what's important for the economy on a whole, the actual numbers that move the economy, not so much the confidence itself, are proving resilient. And businesses are just getting on with it. You know, the everyday consumers may be nervous, and understandably so, but businesses are getting on with things. Nothing really has changed too much. The credit situation is as was. What I would note, though, is articles like this will probably become more commonplace as we move forward to the mid-cycle wobble, which is something we've talked about quite a lot on the Property Podcast. So if you don't know what the mid-cycle wobble is, go to Property Podcast, listen to the 18-year property cycle episodes, and you'll be more clued up. And we have an article in The Guardian, which talks about the difficult situation private tenants are finding themselves in and the proportion of rent that absorbs their income. The article details that 1 in 7 tenants privately renting from a landlord are paying more than half of their disposable income in rent. That's quite a lot of money. It's quite a comprehensive article. And again, you can find it in the show notes on the RMP Property website, where this podcast is hosted. But essentially, this data is very much driven by London and the South East. And it says as much as you get into the article. Across other areas of the UK, affordability actually is pretty reasonable. What's really interesting, though, there's been some also recent data coming out showing rents falling in London. So hopefully that balance has been adjusted, because rents have been powering on, and that correction in not only property prices in London, but also rents seems to be playing out. Next, one of our favourite topics, the Northern Powerhouse in the FT this week, and a lot of positivity around the Northern Powerhouse. Jim O'Neill, former economist of Goldman Sachs, very bullish on the effort to build an economic hub rival to London. A big, big focus on transport in the region, which is really key to unlocking the potential of the region. And the Transport for North is set to recommend a fast rail route between Liverpool and Newcastle before the end of the year. And it would require about £30 billion of infrastructure investment, similar to Crossrail 2 in London. But that money, wow, what a difference it would make. So it's great that positive news keeps coming out the Northern Powerhouse. It's not just been an election winner, something to talk about and then go quiet on. The noise is there, and if anything, it's amplifying. Similar stories now, linked to Brexit and the uncertainty it's bringing. This article on AOL.co.uk talks about how sales in the property market have fallen, how the London bubble has deflated, which we've talked a lot about. Saving for a deposit is getting harder for people in London and the South East. Again, we have to be careful with this information that comes out. Headlines say one thing, detail says another. Affordability elsewhere in the country is more than reasonable. But the nice thing is, like the other article which was linked to uncertainty, it ends with good news, and that lending is increasing, the amount of mortgage products on the market have increased as well, and rates are coming down because they're becoming more competitive. So while there is some uncertainty, the lending market is keen to make sure that this trend continues and are getting more competitive to make sure that they don't lose out on a payday. And finally, we may have a solution to save the softening London property market, and that's all on Prince Harry. And this is new research out by My Home Move suggests that around every major royal event, there is an increase in monthly house prices across the UK. So it means that if Harry can get down on one knee and propose sooner rather than later, we should have a spike in property prices. I'm not sure what level event they need to be, whether a christening will do it, or Prince George having a sports day event. I'm not sure what level of event it has to be, and I'm not sure I'll be basing any of my investment decisions based on it as well. But a funny read, so if you'd like to read it, we'll be linking to that article in the show notes as well. A big thank you this week to Zoe at RMP Property, who's brought these news stories together. And as I said, you can find all the news articles this week, which you can read in more depth at the RMP Property website. Until next week, when we'll be back with more news. Thanks and bye-bye.